I've been arguing that we have to have a plan, and that while our moral principles and goals are opposed to powers, there are strategic verities that apply regardless of which side you're on. Strategic verities which perhaps can best be seen in their absence on the left today, the professional left. So we're going to take a moment to hear what Bentham had to say. And I hope you check out a page I put up yesterday on the website called Bentham's Strategic Verities, in which I share with everybody his first five principles for inventing something new. And that's what we want to do. We who have been used for millennia and millennia and who now don't have to accept those terms anymore. In this moment, it's been flipped. Power needed Bentham to create the current global arrangement, needed those ideas. Well, I believe we need Tesla's ideas. We need Eric Fromm's ideas. We need Alice Miller's ideas. We need Martin Luther King's ideas. We need Bob Marley's ideas. We have to put all of us who stand for freedom for all life, we have to combine our thought and use those strategic principles that Bentham brought to the table. Number one, know the goal. And this is a paraphrase of his Memento One, which says, basically, know the goal. Know that it's the prize and keep it before your eyes. Always, always keep your eyes on the prize. He said that very clearly to power. Know the goal. And then secondly, he said, beware of intellectual servility. Take reason as your guide, not custom, not convention. And we have to take this to heart because all we hear over the airwaves is custom. The custom being protect the economy before your lives, before your bodies, before your happiness, before all else. Protect what keeps you in chains. That's customary thinking. We cannot let that be our guide. We have to finally put our bodies first and trust the earth. Number three, be on guard against the enemies of, my paraphrase, of life. You have to know not only what we want, but that there is a systematic attempt to keep us from getting it. It isn't just a matter of thinking good thoughts and hoping enough of us thinking good thoughts will manifest the world we want. There is an organized resistance, and we have to always remember that. And then the last two were basically ways to intensify effect, which is speak plain. If you really want to have an impact, if you want to affect large numbers of people, speak plainly and use analogies so that it brings it into, it allows people to see it in our minds. And as you think about those strategic principles, principles for those of us who want to create something new, I ask that you consider, I ask you, what is being invented in attacking repression? I would argue not a thing. That we have confined our activism to reacting to what power does. And that's not going to get us our future. That's going to keep us treading water and congratulating ourselves without it being warranted for fighting a good fight when we didn't even pick up the basic tools for beginning, the ones that power uses day after day after day to marvelous effect. We should be learning from that.